The Quincy Tree Alliance is hosting a special online presentation coming up on February the 15th at 7 p.m. through the Thomas Crane Public Library, all about tree equity. So Caroline Donahue Willett is here to give us more information about the Quincy Tree Alliance and about this presentation. Caroline, nice to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. We've been happy to work with the Tree Alliance in the past, helping right from the get-go, actually, when they chose their logo and some of the in-person events.
And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So for folks who don't know, if you could tell us a little bit about the Alliance first.
Yeah. So the Quincy Tree Alliance, we're a relatively new organization here in Quincy. I think we're coming up on just about a year now. So we are an all-volunteer group. We've got about 150 members, and our goal is to protect and expand the urban canopy here in Quincy. And so we do that through a variety of activities like education, advocacy, and even getting out and about and hands-on caring for and planting trees.
Yeah, what types of events have you already had?
So in addition to our talks, you've probably seen us at quite a few of the local community events talking about trees and ways to get involved. We've also participated in planting and caring for the trees that were planted as part of the 4C Carbon Capture Commemorate COVID event at Passamaquoddy Park. So you'll often see our folks out taking care of trees, making sure they're doing okay, or out in neighborhoods like North Quincy and Germantown, talking about the DCR program to get free trees as part of the Gateway Cities program.
And do you have kind of regular meetings, Caroline?
We do. So we meet every month on the, generally speaking, the third Sunday of every month at 6 p.m. over Zoom. It's open to anyone who's interested in trees, and we'd love to have anyone who's interested in talking about trees and helping out.
Okay. Do you anticipate, more in person once the pandemic is settling down?
We're hoping. It would be nice to see everybody in person. We're taking it as it goes. For now, we're on Zoom, but there will be more in person things coming in the spring. We do expect to have some tree walks coming this spring that we're working on. Not a whole lot that we can do in person or really to do with trees in the winter time, but this spring should be very exciting. And we are planning on an Arbor Day event this year, which is April 29th. And we're working with Chris Hayward to see what we can do together.
Oh, super. Okay. That's something to look forward to. Definitely. Now, is there any cost to be a member of the Tree Alliance?
So there's a suggested donation of $25, but it is absolutely not required. We welcome anyone to join regardless of whether you can afford to donate or not.
Okay, very good. And is there an online presence folks can be aware of?
Yes. So you can visit our website, which is QuincyTreeAlliance, all one word, .com.
Okay. And I'm guessing social media too.
Social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Come find us. We're easy to find.
Okay. Now, speaking of
Quincy trees,
online, that's what this presentation on February the 15th is going to be, right? 7 p.m.
Yes.
What's going on?
So we have three wonderful speakers joining us at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. So we'll have Molly Henry, who is the Senior Manager for Climate and Health at American Forests, David Meshulam, who is the Executive Director of Speak for the Trees Boston, and our very own tree warden, Chris Hayward. And they're going to be discussing various aspects of tree equity.
Yeah, which was, when I first heard about this concept, I'm like, it's not something I would ever think of. But when you spell it out and you actually have a map that shows more treed areas of Quincy and more brown areas of Quincy. And I'm thinking, that's really interesting. Yeah,
it is. And so for folks who don't know about tree equity, at its core, the idea is that everyone in the community, regardless of their economic circumstances, regardless of, their ethnic or racial background, their age, what kind of housing they live in, everyone should have access to trees within their community and the benefits those provide. And so, most folks know that, trees do bring us a lot of benefits. Neighborhoods that have a lot of trees tend to have higher home values. Well-planted trees can capture quite significant amounts of stormwater, as well as pollutants. Enough tree canopy can prevent heat islands, things like that. But what hasn't really been explored until, the last few years is how do we know that everyone within the community actually has access to those benefits? And so when we start looking at an equity with a lens of equity for trees, what we see is that because trees live so long, we start to see the biases and policies of the past, you know, could be 20, 50, 100 years ago impacting people today. And that is very frequently a map of race and economics, especially in larger cities.
Yeah, so interesting. And, you know, when you talk about it, you think, of course, you know, development, zoning policies, perhaps, yeah. You know, things like that that affect open space, right?
Yes, exactly.
Sure. What will each of your kind of speakers be focusing on? What are their individual strengths, if you will?
Yeah. So Molly Henry is going to kick us off with the tree equity score. So her organization, American Forest, is focused on building both urban and our large scale forests. So you think, you know, out in Western Mass, out in places like Yellowstone, Acadia, those major forests, as well as cities, understanding the science of how to care for those forests and the environmental, climate, and health impacts of those forests. And what they have done recently is create an analytics tool called the Tree Equity Score, which you can go out online to treeequityscore.org and you can check it out. They have maps of almost every major city, including Quincy, by census block. And from there, you can see the tree cover for that census block versus various demographics. So the age of the population, the number of people living in poverty, the number of people of color, versus what the goal canopy cover should be and how all of those different demographics relate. It's really very interesting. And Quincy actually does overall as a city is pretty well canopy covered. But as you start digging into areas, you can see that there is a very distinct correlation between people living in poverty and people of color and the lack of trees, even in our city where, you know, we do have good programs and do try to plant trees.
Yeah, I took a look at it, and you're right. Areas of Germantown, Howes Neck are more brown as opposed, yep, to, you know, Marymount or even North Quincy. They're a little greener. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. Yeah. Okay. So now, will there be kind of a public part of this presentation afterwards? Question and answer.
Yes, absolutely. All three of our speakers love audience questions. So if folks have questions about, you know, things that they can do, or, you know, particular interests about tree equity, or, you know, getting involved with tree equity, our speakers would love to hear it. We do have two other speakers as well. David Meshulam, hopefully I got that right. I've been practicing. He is the executive director of Speak for the Trees Boston, and their focus is tree equity within the city of Boston. They, in the past couple of years, have planted about 600 trees in critical areas where the canopy cover was not not as adequate as one would hope. And their focus is really making sure trees are getting into equity areas, but also they have a secondary focus of making sure that kids, you know, kids in Boston have access to, you know, the jobs that are really related to taking care of the urban tree canopy. So the planting, the caring, the planning for what kind of trees go where, how do we make sure that the zoning is appropriate for what we really need.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. That's something to certainly think about in a broader term as well, putting a tree and walking away and forgetting, right?
They need a little help to get started.
Yeah, well, I think in this administration here in Quincy, certainly, you have a friend in trees, and the mayor, yes, former Parks, yep, Department director, and brought on the city's first tree warden, you know, first environmental scientist. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And we're so lucky to have Chris. Every time we've talked to different tree groups in the area, they all know Chris, and they all have, you know, over the moon praise for him.
Sure.
And well deserved.
So he'll be speaking specifically all things trees in Quincy, right?
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, Quincy has so many specific challenges with all of the zoning changes that have happened over the years. And, you know, we're such a rapidly growing, rapidly changing city that, you know, sometimes it's not just about putting in a street tree. Sometimes it's working with homeowners to make sure that they're able to access trees for their own properties, or planning for, you know, the next time a street needs to get redone, how do we make sure that we can incorporate more trees?
Right. So what do you kind of hope to come out of this presentation, Caroline, on the 15th? Is it kind of a way to, you know, make some changes with the way trees are handled here in Quincy?
Yeah, I think we'd all, you know, we would all love to see a more focused, you know, a very focused plan on how we can increase equity in Quincy. You know, there is so much that has been done, you know, with hiring Chris and the planning and all of the work that's gone into, you know, the nuts and bolts of taking care of the urban forest, you know, the DCR programs for the gateway cities, you know, for folks to get free trees. But just really digging into the possibilities of, you know, what does that mean in Quincy? You know, how do we go from, you know, understanding, you know, satellite pictures of what our trees look like versus our demographics to what's actually on the ground, what trees are there and what do we need to be planting and how are we going to get it done?
Okay. All right. So you hope to get some questions answered or at least get the right questions asked, right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. And logistically, how does this work? It's a virtual presentation. So for folks who want to participate, how do they do that?
Yep. So you can log into the Zoom, which is posted on the Thomas Crane Public Library's website, as well as their Facebook. I believe we have it up on our website as well. But if you can't make the Zoom, it will be on YouTube as well.
Okay, very good. And about how long do you figure it'll go?
We're leaving about an hour for the talk and questions, up to an hour and a half.
Okay. And will there be other members of the Tree Alliance there as well?
Yes. You should expect to see quite a few of us there. This is something that a lot of us really care about.
Okay, great. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
Nope. Just, you know, we'd love to see folks at the event, and we hope to see some folks join us as members.
All right. Again, that's Tuesday, February 15th, 7 p.m., the Quincy Tree Alliance, and a presentation, a virtual presentation on tree equity. Caroline, thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Joe. Nice meeting you.
It's a pleasure. And please reach out anytime we can help here at QATV. We'd be happy to do so.
All right. Thanks again.